A Rwandan woman who emigrated to the United States and became a U.S. citizen could have her new citizenship revoked. She's accused of lying about her role in the Rwandan genocide, and she's awaiting trial in New Hampshire. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein has the story.
Federal authorities seem to have a strong case against Beatrice Munyenyezi. The government accuses her of falsifying paperwork to gain U.S. citizenship. Prosecutors have 7 eyewitnesses who claim Munyenyezi committed atrocities in Rwanda. Here's how the sworn affidavit from a U.S. immigration agent reads.
Munyenyezi participated, committed, ordered, oversaw, conspired, aided and abetted, and assisted and directed the persecution, kidnapping, rape and murder of numerous individuals.
Munyenyezi's Hutu, part of the majority that led a campaign to exterminate the Tutsi minority. 800,000 people died in the genocide. One technique used to capture Tutsis was to create checkpoints or roadblocks. The U.S. government's affidavit claims that Munyenyezi lived in a hotel next to one of those roadblocks, and according to one witness, she ran it. The witness, who was not a victim, recalled one particular incident.
Munyenyezi, while out on an expedition with her husband, pushed a boy to the ground and then hit him in the head with a wooden club, killing him instantly.
Munyenyezi strongly denies committing any such acts. If anything, in a 2005 interview, Munyenyezi talked about how she had to flee her native country.
I escaped. I locked up my house. At some point, I thought I would go back in a few weeks, and I never knew that was for good. And, you know, I left everything, especially my wedding dress that I wished that I could have.
On advice of her lawyer, Munyenyezi is not speaking with reporters. Munyenyezi first applied for refugee status in 1995 and ultimately came to this country 4 years later. It was in those documents that prosecutors allege she lied about her past. Over the last decade, Munyenyezi has raised her 3 school-age daughters here in New Hampshire alone. She's had to do that because her husband and mother-in-law are on trial in Africa. Both have been charged with genocide in the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. Attorney Leslie Haskell of Human Rights Watch says the case of Munyenyezi's mother-in-law in particular is very high profile.
She may be the only woman that's come before the court and is actually charged in part in connection with rapes. There seems to be quite a bit of evidence against her.
We have to be careful not to just say she's guilty by association.
That's David Ruoff, Munyenyezi's lawyer.
What happened in Rwanda has been the subject of years of the International Criminal Tribunal testimony. You would think that in all of that, if my client was involved, that someone would have been looking for her before 2010.
Ruoff questions the veracity of the government's evidence. He's come across tribunal witnesses who testified to one thing and only 2 months later recanted, saying they were coerced by the Rwandan government. Human Rights Watch attorney Leslie Haskell says investigators must be attuned to the political realities in Rwanda.
People that might have relevant information may not be willing to come forward for fear of the consequences for them inside Rwanda.
U.S. prosecutors have declined to comment on how they gathered their evidence, and they won't say what role Rwandan officials played, if any. Munyenyezi's brother, Jean-Marie Higiro, believes the government is going after his sister because they can't get him. Higiro is a U.S. citizen and a professor at Western New England College. For several years, the Rwandan government has been seeking Higiro's extradition from the United States for allegedly financing militias.
The Rwandan regime is going after Rwandan Hutu elite. It is a broader strategy to silence Rwandan opposition.
I am not aware of a case in which a foreign sovereign has pressured a criminal prosecutor in the United States.
U.S. District Attorney Alok Chakravarti points out an indictment has been made, which he says carries significant weight.
There has been a determination by the Department of Justice as well as by a grand jury that there's probable cause based on competent evidence that the person has committed the crime.
If convicted, Munyenyezi could spend up to 10 years in prison and be deported to Rwanda, where supporters fear for her life. Human Rights Watch attorney Leslie Haskell says Munyenyezi's case is one of dozens or perhaps hundreds where what really happened is not really clear at all.
These cases are very, very difficult. And, you know, unfortunately for the countries where the people find themselves, they're faced with this situation where, you know, they have to evaluate a criminal file without much context.
The lawyer says it may be very difficult for the court to ever determine Munyenyezi's guilt or innocence. Meanwhile, Munyenyezi remains in detention, where she awaits trial. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
This is NPR.